This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said Monday its troops were advancing around Bakhmut while playing down the importance of its, quote, offensive actions after Russia said it had repelled a large-scale attack. Ukraine says it has been preparing a major offensive to recapture territory lost to Russia, but that there would be no announcement about the start of the offensive. The war has escalated in recent weeks with increased attacks on both sides of the border with Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly in Kyiv on Monday and discussed preparations for a NATO summit and Ukraine's efforts to end Russia's invasion. In remarks in the meeting, Zelensky thanked Cleverly for Britain's continued support of Ukraine and discussed the supply of air defense systems following recent attacks by Russian missiles and drones.
We are very thankful for all that big support, really big support, what UK gave and given, still giving, and we all will prolong this support to Ukraine.
India has opened a probe into last week's rail crash, which killed hundreds and injured more than 1,000 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
India opened an official investigation on Monday into its deadliest rail crash in more than two decades. Initial findings suggest signal failure caused the collision that killed at least 275 people and wounded around 1,200 in the eastern state of Odisha. Scores of bodies have yet to be identified, and desperate relatives were still scouring hospitals and mortuaries. Disaster struck on Friday when the Coromandel Express passenger train hit a stationary freight train, jumped the tracks, and hit another passenger train.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. International rights group Human Rights Watch says it's concerned about the forced relocation of 8,000 refugees in Malawi, claiming it violates international agreements. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Zalegam, the only refugee camp in Malawi, was meant to house 12,000 refugees and asylum seekers, according to the UNHCR. But with more than 50,000 refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Somalia, and Ethiopia, it is congested. Several rights groups in Malawi and abroad, including the UN Refugee Agency, have asked Malawi government to stop the relocations due to the congestion. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
A former FBI agent convicted in one of the most notorious spying cases in American history has died in prison. Robert Hansen took more than $1.4 million in cash and diamonds and to trade secrets with Moscow. Prison officials say Hansen was found unresponsive in his cell at a federal prison in Colorado. He had been serving a sentence of life in prison without possibility of parole since 2002. U.S. aviation investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating what led to the crash of a private plane near the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on Sunday, killing the four aboard after fighter jets had to scramble to follow the unresponsive plane, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The NTSB's Adam Gerhart says the investigation is looking at everything from the Cessna Citation's records to components. The plane from Tennessee was supposed to land on Long Island, but turned around and flew over the Capitol. That's when the F-16s went supersonic, sending out a boom, the plane finally crashing in a remote area. The plane's owner, John Rumpel, telling the New York Times his daughter, granddaughter, nanny, and the pilot were going home to the Hamptons, and the plane may have lost pressurization. I'm Julie Walker.
A lawyer for Prince Harry says no event early in his life was too trivial or private for the journalist of Mirror Group newspapers to resist. The attorney said Monday in the opening of Harry's phone hacking lawsuit that demand for such scoops led to the use of illegal means to dig up dirt. A defense lawyer says there's no evidence Harry's phone was ever hacked. Harry was a no-show at court on the opening day of his case, but is expected to testify Tuesday in the High Court. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.